The pandemic has also shown, as our report points out, as many of my colleagues have already stated, that the inequalities that our communities face cannot be ignored. Equality, and more specifically gender equality, needs to be put at the heart of the development processes in order to guarantee that decision making is done conscientiously. Involving women means involving all of the population. And this is an important takeaway that we need to consider when shaping the decisions that will affect all of humanity. The status of women, the specific needs, and the unique contributions that make to shape the future of humanity cannot remain invisible. In the post-COVID era, and to achieve the world that our most communities want, we need to include women and their voices in both the formulation and monitoring of public policies, and especially those that belong to populations that have been historically discriminated against. Women, as we all know, have seen during the pandemic at the forefront of care workers, and it is critical that we acknowledge them by developing an equality framework in urban planning, in legislation, and development. Time has come to ensure full inclusion, full participation of women and girls in politics and in the social fabric of cities and regions.